Hello, YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and we try to solve some problems. Need everyone advice? Going kind of crazy. Men, what do you think? I have a question. I am 37F. I just don't understand what guys want sometimes. Tell me, does every guy actually like sex? Just to say, if you have this guy that maybe wants sex every 6 to 9 months, and I know he has to be jacking off going that long without sex. Now, when he is drinking, he tells me things like, hey, why don't you ever come meet me in the room? And I am thinking to myself, well, you never seem like you want me, so why would I make a fool out of myself? And I shouldn't be shy to talk to this guy about all of that because I've been knowing him for 25 years now, but for some reason, all of a sudden, I am scared to talk to him about sex because the older I get, the more I want it, but he don't show me any affection, and many time I get so many mixed feeling, I don't know if I should just go for it and make the first move. I think my fear is to get rejected by him. Please tell me what y'all think. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to have any men in this subreddit, but what's the deal? Is this guy your boyfriend or your husband, or what's going on here? You just known him for a really, really long time? What's going on? You really like this guy? Does this guy really like you? Are you just convenient for the guy? He doesn't show you any affection, so why bother with him? I mean, he's just after you while he's drunk. Don't bother with this guy. Hi, I need your guy's help. I've recently been talking to this girl, and we have been video chatting a lot, and she has always been flirty over video. We can't do anything due to lockdown. But recently, I asked her on a date. She knows I lick her. She got emotional and started crying, saying that she liked me but was mentally not ready for a relationship and didn't want to ruin what we had. She still video calls me very regularly and wants to talk very regularly. I don't know how I should feel about this and whether we should stop talking as much. We have met up before and all went very good. I just don't know what to do. Thanks for listening to my little speech. This kind of sounds like a friend zone situation, but you know, who knows? I mean, maybe she really does like you. I mean, it might be hard to start a relationship right now, but the didn't want to ruin what we had thing kind of throws me off a little bit. You know, I would say, you know, just be there for her. Maybe don't coddle her or anything like that, but, you know, just be a good person and have your own passions and desires and things that you want to do. You know, here's what you should do. Just work on yourself as a person and, you know, keep making yourself interesting and do things that you like. And, you know, also be a good person to her and be a good friend to her and just see what happens depending on how long this thing lasts. The lockdown, that is. Opinions on telling my friend zoner that I'm moving on to work on myself. Just this week, I realized after I tried getting a hold of a friend of mine that I really, really liked, I was in the friend zone. I saw the light after she hasn't responded to my messages, basically ghosting me and seeing that she's been online and just reading the notifications she's been getting of my messages. I noticed that I felt hurt and realized that I'm not that important. That's what I really realized. I was too hung up on her and lost sight of my goals. I'm not going to lie. We were close friends and she has been there for me since the beginning of my stroke. I am now disabled, so I feel like at least owe her a goodbye because I feel like that is what a man should do. What do you guys think? Oh. I think you gotta have a stopping point in that story somewhere. Just don't do anything. I mean, I don't know everything here. So you had a stroke, and she's been there for me since the beginning. But now, why are you guys not in contact? What's the deal there? So, questioning your story just a little bit, but basically, I don't know. Do you have to have a long, drawn-out thing about you're moving on to someone else or something? I don't know. Are they really going to care? Now, here's the thing. Don't say anything. And if they say something, if they speak up, oh, they care about you. If they say something like, hey, where did you go? Blah, blah, blah. And then you can go into your whole, like, well, I've been working on myself, etc. But other than that, I mean, if you don't say anything and then she doesn't say anything, I mean, then what? There's nothing lost there. So need your advice, guys, friend zone. At first, English not my native language, sorry for mistakes. Let's start our connect with girl that currently friend zoned me. Started with theme that I loved her friend, and she. That's it. That's fucking it. That's the entire post. Posted here 4 months ago. An update, I guess, and some realizations. Long story short, she split up with the guy she's dating. Hooray? Actually, no. I feel bad for the guy because he almost took his life, and it sucks that she had to be part of that. I discovered that when I'm dealing with my own shit as well, so I kind of added to the heat she's going through, and I feel bad about that too. Weeks have passed now, and everything is getting back to normal. Should I make a move that you guys advised me to do? I think I'm not doing that, not until I feel that there are no external factors that may affect the process. She's still not okay, and I'm still shit. I want to keep our relationship as best friends, and if something happens, I'll just ride on with it. I can still express my love to her without getting into that business, and as long as she's happy, I'll be happy as well. Relationships have labels, and I don't believe in that. Love is beyond labels. It can be done or expressed through endless ways. All right, dude. Just make sure she likes you. Just make sure, you know, she's interested in you as a person. Make sure, you know, she's calling you. She's happy to, you know, talk to you. I mean, I get the whole, okay, you don't want to have a label or anything like that. Now, don't get me wrong. If she's going through something, you know, her crazy ex-boyfriend was, you know, trying to, you know, take his life or something like that. And, you know, some traumatic experience or something. Of course you don't want to get into the middle of that. You know, like I said to the first guy, just be a good person, be there for her and stuff, and don't make yourself subservient to her, but of course, you know, just be a good person. But I will say that, you know, you're not going to get too far with the idea with her that, relationships, you know, they don't need labels and love is beyond this and stuff like this. You'll know if she's interested in you. If she touches you or if you guys kissed or something, then, you know, she's interested. But apart from that, if she's not, you know, interested in developing more of a relationship or more of a closeness, then don't worry about it. But I do like the idea of staying away while she's going through a traumatic experience and just being there for her during that time. What the fuck is wrong with you? Pretty pathetic of me, but I will continue hanging with my crush. I have this crush on a gal for over 5 years, been in the friend zone since, and maybe forever. Still, being around her, I love that feeling. We have similar interests. I invited her to go hiking with me, and she agreed. I had a blast, and I think she did too. I am confused about life, but one thing I know is that I am crazy about her. And then there's a link to a picture. And this is a picture of a woman hiking. Then the picture is taken from below the woman. kind of an unflattering shot, if I may be honest. Let me ask you something, buddy. Did she know that you were posting this picture on the internet? Did she know that you're posting a very unflattering picture of her on the internet for everybody to see and for me to make fun of? That's not fair to her, dude. Listen, you're not doing yourself any favors here. You've been in the so-called friend zone for 5 years. How about this? What if you found someone who had similar interests as you, but the difference from this person that you have a crush on is that she's actually interested in you, that she actually is romantically interested in you? Don't go too crazy over this woman, dude. You're going to be clawing and doing weird, creepy shit like this. You don't want to be doing that, man. You want to be someone with, you know, who's happy to be with you and, you know, who you can take a selfie with or something like that and then post something like that. Although I do kind of want to discourage posting images on the subreddit at all, but that's besides the point. My point is, you should be able to find someone who can share the same interests as you and also likes you. There's a lot of wasted energy here that could be going somewhere else. Should I move on? Yesterday was my birthday, and I decided to confess to my friend that I like him since last year. But I never made a move on him, cause I'm shy, and he's the type of guy who doesn't know how to flirt. A&W, his replies were so ... like he's trying to play it cool. He also asked me, why did I even confess, lol, and I said, I just don't want to bottle up my feelings anymore, but whatever, just pretend I didn't send him anything. Today he messaged me and said that the girl he was stalking on Instagram that he matched from Bumble was my friend, which I find so inconsiderate of him, knowing that I just confessed to him last night. I just tried to ride on and told him that the girl is nice and all. I'm not also sure if he's scared of feelings, lol. Help, I'm so lost. Okay, there's, you got one of two choices here. First off, which I kind of think is the least likely, is that he's interested in you. He's a fucking idiot, but him being an idiot applies to both things. But he's interested in you, but he's also an idiot, and so he's trying to sort of deflect his feelings for you by saying that he matched with one of your friends on whatever this was. Okay, the other one is, which I think is way more likely actually, is that this guy's a fucking asshole and he's an idiot. Anyone who is actually a nice person or polite or was interested in keeping a friendship would not say something like, oh, why did you even confess to me, blah blah blah. They would let you down nice. They would say that they still want to be a friend. You know, all the classic bullshit friend zone shit that goes on in this place. But my point is that if he's just going to be like, oh, basically make fun of you and say, oh, why would you say that? Why did you confess to me? Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. Just let go of him because he doesn't even, at that point, he doesn't even deserve the good word that he may ask you to pass on to your friend. Because, you know, he's a dick like that. So maybe he likes you? I don't know. But if he did like you, if he was romantically interested in you, keep in mind that it's kind of a dick move to treat you the way he did after you confessed to him. And someone who was compatible for a relationship or someone who had other people's feelings in mind would not be doing that. I got out of the friend zone. About a month and a half ago, I was posting in here about a situation I had with a girl. I liked her a lot, but had only known her for a week. I decided that I would tell her I liked her, and I did. Her response? I see you as a friend. Ever since this quarantine has started, we've been talking every day over text and FaceTime. My feelings for her started to bother me a lot, so I talked to her about it. And you know what? Her feelings changed. She likes me now, and we've been talking about things we can do together when we return to school in the fall, etc. This isn't a motivational post. I know this outcome is not the norm. I do have one question, though. What do I do now? I'm not going to see her for another 4 months when we return to school, assuming the semester doesn't get delayed. Like I said, we've been talking every day, but I'm worried she'll lose interest. We're slowly starting to be more open about talking about how we feel, but there's still a little awkwardness because for me, I don't know what I can or can't say to not make it weird. I will only say this. Don't go super crazy about her. If you start clinging to this girl, she will lose interest pretty quickly. You know, be exciting. Talk about your interests. Talk about the things that, you know, you're interested in and, you know, okay, doing what you all can do after you can see each other, etc. That's great. But, you know, get to know each other as a person. I kind of am against the talking every day type thing, but, you know, get to know each other as a person. Don't get too clingy with this girl. And, you know, maybe at some point you guys can get together and have a little, you know, social distance date or something like this. You know, if y'all really like each other and if she's serious, y'all should be able to meet up for some kind of, you know, date in a park or something like this. I have been in love with my best friend for 5 years and am emotionally drained. I'm starting to worry I might be in depression. IDK, I'm a keep moving forward person, but damn, does it hurt. First things first, M18, Shez 18. I know my best friend since 7th grade. She is just stunning to look at. Though our personalities are like water and oil, they don't mix. But that's the excitement of it. Today we are both 18 years old, and I'm still madly in love with her, but I've been in pain since she has rejected me on various times. Days ago, I came out officially with no bars, admitting it, and we both talked about it. She has gone through 5 relationships, including the one she's in right now. IK, it sounds bad, and trust me, I've heard it a lot, but the thing is, they don't know her like I do. This is not bragging, but I basically saved her from committing suicide. And in 2019, she decided to start living and not being focused on the bad stuff. Imagine how excited I was. But even though we share a deep love between us, it's not mutual. The immense feelings I have to her. Some people recommended me to stop talking to her. My mother doesn't like her cause, well, in her eyes, she broke my heart. I must mention, I've been homeschooled for 4 years too. My social life is way down and am sick of being at home even though I'm an introvert. Look, guys slash gals, I'm really drained of emotions right now. I started university first than all of my friends, but COVID-19 came and all my newfound socializing was halted in just my first 2 weeks. All the girls I've met only see me as a brother or a best friend. I don't want to be a best friend anymore, nor a brother. I want to fall in love with someone even if it breaks my heart because I want to learn what it's like to be in a relationship. Usually, I'm the guy who forgets his feelings and tries to help everyone, but when I do, who is there to help me? Yes, there is her, my bestest friend in the world, but I want someone to be there for me in a more intimate fashion. I'm sorry if anything of this comes out wrong. It's just loving a person for 5 years really drains you, makes you feel like your feelings are worthless, then makes you think you're being egocentric for thinking about yourself, and yes, I am very insecure. Any love, help, words of wisdom would help me because being the move forward person that I am, I cry more rarely than rain in a desert. Oh, sorry, dude. This one's a doozy. You gotta be able to meet people. And I know it's hard right now, but you can't be hanging on to this person. And here's the thing. Forget everyone else for a second. Let's be objective about your situation. So you've been homeschooled for 4 years. You haven't really been able, it doesn't seem like, to have a social life outside of that. So really the only people that you interact with is your parents. And, you know, the dynamic with parents is that usually the child is, you know, obviously underneath the parent on a hierarchical scale. So your interactions with people, most of the people that you've interacted with, or most of the times that you've interacted with people, have been in a situation where you're kind of underneath them. So, you know, when you take those social skills that you have gained over the past 4 years and take those into college and, you know, meet everybody that you meet, you are going to approach them, whether you like it or not, because of the way that you have been for the past 4 or 5 years, you are going to interact with them as if they're higher up than you on a hierarchical scale. And then at that point, by default, putting women on a pedestal, or really anyone else that you interact with on a pedestal. And you don't want to be doing that. That is how you got stuck with this chick for 5 years or whatever. That is how every chick that you interact with is treating you like a brother or a friend. You have to develop some kind of inner strength for yourself. You have to, you know, lift weights. You have to accomplish something that is really important to you. You have to define yourself as a person, as an individual who has feelings. And yes, you can feel your feelings. You have to be a person who has interests, who has passions, who has things that they're interested in, who wants to talk to people about things that they like. And, you know, you want to talk about those things with people who do not remind you of your parents or whoever was teaching you in homeschool or whatever. So basically, buddy, what I got to tell you is you got a long road ahead of you. It's fine because you're young. And it's going to take a while, but you have to be able to focus on yourself, develop the skills that you want to develop. And I know obviously it's tough right now, but down the line, develop relationships and friendships with people that maybe you have never interacted with before or would be afraid to do otherwise. You got to get outside your comfort zone. You got to try to live a little bit. And yes, like I said, I know it's a little tough right now, but you know, there's some ways that you can get outside your comfort zone as it is and just kind of develop yourself into a person that you want to be moving forward in the rest of your life. It's the perfect time to do it. You're young, you know, you're hopefully continuing college next year or whatever it is. So focus on yourself as much as you can and developing yourself as a person, learn about yourself, and then meet other people and form relationships with people with that new self that you have just given yourself. That would be amazing for you. What should I do? I love one of my best friends. He is 5 years older than me. We know each other for only a year, but we got really close. I'm so in love with him that it hurts me so bad. I think he knows. We had a few moments, like holding hands or so, but he's talking to this girl for almost 3 years. They aren't together and probably won't be, but I can tell he has strong feelings for her. I just don't know what to do. Should I talk to him? I'm not brave enough, though. I can't lose him, but I can't keep going like this. Any advice? All right, well, there's a couple things going on here, but kind of the main one is the age gap. Unless you're 30, 40 years old, a 5-year difference usually, you know, guys might look down on you if you're, you know, more than 5 years older, if you're 5 years younger than they are, just because it's natural. I mean, you know, in the younger stage of life, basically, you know, all the way up until you're maybe 25, 27, a 5-year age gap is a lot of experience and a lot of, you know, different life points. You know, you're at different points in life when you're at 18 or 21 rather than, you know, probably when you're, who fucking knows? I don't know. I ain't fucking 40, so I don't know. But basically what I'm saying is, you know, the age gap might have an effect on how he views you as a friend or as a sister or as a romantic interest. And, you know, the other thing, he's talking to someone else, so he's got his attention somewhere else. Honestly, I'm kind of inclined to just tell you that you like him just to see how he reacts, honestly, see what his reaction is. Because, you know, if it's majorly good and if he's really loving and welcoming to it, then, yeah, sure, whatever. I mean, depending on what the age is. But You know, if he kind of is weird about it or gets immediately sexual or something like this, that's kind of not a good situation. And, you know, something like that would be pretty predatory. So, you know, you don't want to be the sort of backup plan while he's got his attention focused somewhere else that's unreachable for him. So that's all I can really say is just, you know, try it out. And, you know, you got to be willing to let go of him because if he doesn't like you back, you got to be willing to cut him loose. Or just at least stop talking to him and do something else. Okay, that is the stories of the friend zone. So thank you for listening, and we will see you later.